Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Nobody Panic. This episode is going to be about how to do a home workout. And then this Thursday, me and Stevie are doing a guided run. So if you would like to join us for that, we would love to have you.
It's basically like you can just like listen to it while you're on a run, right? We're not running.
We won't be running. You will be running. It's going to be 20 minutes. Yeah.
Really?
You sold it really badly, Stevie.
No, I'm absolutely frothing at the mouth to listen.
Okay, thanks. Okay, here comes the episode.
Welcome to Nobody Panic with me, Stevie Martin.
And me, Tessa Coates.
We're here to help you. We're here to help you through the time of your life. Okay, that's very good. I just thought then, you know like how sitcoms do like, they'll have like a bottleneck episode or like Buffy to do like a musical episode.
Absolutely.
If we just did one where like we're just singing the whole time, I don't think it would work as well. I think people would be
I think people would be into it. I was immediately panic stricken though, because I can't sing. So I was like, oh yes, Stevie, well done.
That's singing.
Thank you. Welcome to this episode all about how to sing. I would listen to one that taught us how to sing.
But this episode is not about that. This episode is how to do a home workout, which initially made, like, Tessa was like, oh, God, should we do this? And I was like, oh, I don't know. But I think it's a really good one, because if you're not into it and you're not into fitness, you can stay for the great gags and the top crack. And if you are, then get some great tips. But I think we aren't physical exercise gurus, as in, like, we don't know. So it won't be like, so first do 7 lunges, then a run. Like, it's more like how to psychologically and practically make your home workouts work for you. If you fancy doing one every week or one every month or just one or never, There's no pressure to do it. It's just for people who are into it.
Oh, we're certainly not pressurizing you to do it. If your exercise today was to walk from the fridge to the back to bed, then well done.
That's a home workout.
Yes, I messaged Stevie this suggestion, and then I said, I've actually bored myself midway through the message to you because I so don't want to do it.
It's going to be a great episode.
But I think it's going to be a good episode, because I think it is key. And I think when you try and sort of dip your foot into exercising, like, I follow this girl on Instagram who it's an active hate follow, and I put my hands up. That's exactly what it is. I follow her because I hate her. She tells us all about her like extreme exercise regime. And then she said, like, I love breakfast. It's my favorite meal of the day. And I was like, oh, me too, would you believe? And then she was like, here's my breakfast. And it was, it's as you can imagine, it was like 3 chia seeds and a blueberry. And she's like, I take breakfast really seriously. I was like, I thought you were going to make us a full English or something. So I was very, it's really, and it's so off-putting, the whole world of it. So this is a sort of gateway drug.
I'd say, like, even before we're doing an adult thing, you know my thoughts about following people that make you feel bad. I think you get rid of her and only follow people that make you go like, yay, because then you're more likely to exercise when you're not looking at other people exercising.
You're so right. I should just get rid of her. I know I should, but I don't know. It keeps me alive. The hate really fuels the fire.
And you know what? Whatever works for you in these unprecedented times.
Unprecedented times. If you need a hate follow, do it.
I will say I bought, went to Tesco, listened to the Inception soundtrack when I was in Tesco. So it felt like, because it's so weird and everyone's in masks, it just felt like very exciting. And thought, oh, I'll do one of those things because I'm eating very, 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 very poorly. And I was like, what if I get scurvy? So I thought, well, every breakfast I could try and like put in all my day's worth of like good things that I can just continue to eat just bread.
That's a very good idea. Then you've got it over with.
And so I was like, well, start with, well, those small sort of pouches that are still like about £70. They're not, they're like £3. And just see how you get on. Bought it, put it in the thing, opened it, tried it once and was like, it just feels like, it just makes all the food gritty. Mm. And then it obviously had gone over in the cupboard. Now my entire cupboard is absolutely, again, this has happened once before when I bought a bag of chia seeds, didn't eat them, and the same thing happened. Just littered with chia seeds.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, that's a chia seed.
That's a great t-shirt slogan. We should start doing merch.
Anyway, so I think exercise has a terrible, it has got a bad rep. It got nicely commodified by a very intense community who make you feel very inadequate. And when the videos and everything are being done by, you know, what look like Amazonians, it's very hard to be like, oh yeah, this is...
just for me.
This is for me. Equally, at the polar opposite end, I remember there's a woman once came to our school to teach. It wasn't Zumba, but it was similar. And she was so out of breath that it was very hard to take her seriously as a teacher because you were like, I don't think it's working, you know? We were like, why should we do this class? So it's between a rock and a hard place with exercise videos because, you know, if it looks like it's really working, you don't want to do it. And if it looks like it's not working, you're like, well, what's the point?
Absolutely. There's a very, also I think what is nice about it, what is a good thing that I didn't really realize until very recently, is that probably most of the home workout things that you like see on Instagram Live or you can do on a VHS tape, you know, most of them probably aren't for you, but you just gotta like find the one that is. Whereas I've been like, well, I can't do that, so I can't do any of them because that's what exercise is. Whereas there's lots of different types and there's lots of like different stages and there's lots of like, you know, like for example, there's some fun ones where you just sort of dance along with a quite nice man for a bit. And then there's ones where you're doing like hardcore. So it's like, it's all kind of, it's all good stuff.
I think I've got a good point on that and I'm going to save it till after the adult things.
Oh my God.
Imagine
that's so
that.
Great.
Stevie, what's your adult thing this week?
Right. So I don't know if I've said it. Maybe I've said it. And then you're going to be like, you actually have talked about it every 5 minutes. But in my head, I haven't really said it that much because I'm really proud of myself. But I also am aware that it might sound really smug. So I'm on week 6 of having exercise. I've done a home workout every single day.
Holy shit.
Every day. And I feel like so like sorry for saying that, because I feel like I don't recognize who this woman is. Like I don't know who she is, but what I do know is that, and I know I do know her, she's the woman that 6 weeks ago, that was when her work dried up, so then she's just in a house. So that's what's happened. I mean, to be honest, I've upped the amount of shit I'm eating. I just eat human shit all day.
And who doesn't?
Who doesn't in these unprecedented times? So it's not, I wasn't really doing it for like, you know, weight loss or any of those things. I was literally doing it just because I was like, well, that will give me structure. And like, I think, and also like, if I can come out of it being like, I've actually worked out, then that will be at least one tiny thing I can say. Cause I'm not doing anything else. I'm not like writing anything good. I'm not like, I'm very much not doing anything. And so I felt like, and that has been very, very helpful. And I do feel like that is an adult thing because a child can't work out.
That's extremely grown up of you, Stevie. I'm very impressed. Impressed.
I don't have any abs still. So that's an absolute disaster. But I just need to not focus on that.
No, you know? No. The point is that you did it. The point is you did it. Mine is similarly exercise based. Mine is that I'd read this very interesting article about the perception of time. And if I might tell you some things.
Classic workout fodder.
You know how we're all like, oh gosh, March lasted 105 years. Mm. And we kept being like, is it still March? This is unbelievable. And then April appears to have just gone while we were asleep. And now May. Extraordinary.
Just listing them up the order of the month.
And if I'm led to be believed, June is next. So then I read this amazing article that was like, why do we feel like that? And it's because when new things are happening to you, you literally are experiencing time slower. So that's how, like, when you were a child, summer was like, it felt like the longest thing in the world. Like everything you did as a kid, you know, every time you went in a new year group, every time you got a new pencil case, got to learn a new thing in science, it felt so incredibly slow because you were doing a new thing every single day. And so your brain slows down time while it processes the new thing. And then when you do, then it feels like, oh my God, this year has just gone by. It's because when you're in a routine and you do the same thing every day, your brain is experiencing time at a faster rate. And so, which is how, like, when you go on holiday, you might be like, oh my God, it's Wednesday. Doesn't it feel like we've been here 100 years? And then at work, you might be like, holy shit, it's Wednesday. I don't even remember Monday and Tuesday happening, you know? Because you're doing new stuff. And so the article was recommending make sure you do something new every day and go to a totally new place. Like, even if it's just a few meters outside your house, whatever. Anyway,
I saw the other side of my neighbor's door the other day.
Just look or see or try and do something new every single day. Anyway, my new thing was I got one of those Zoom bikes. Oh no, wait, sorry. I'm obsessed with Zoom. Jump bikes.
What's a jump bike?
They're owned by Uber, and they are these red bikes that are in London. I'm sorry, I don't know if they're in every city. And they are electric bikes, so they go faster than the average bike, I guess. And you just open them with the app, and then you pay 12 pence a minute and off you go. And I cycled to Buckingham Palace. It was a totally new experience. And I went down all Regent Street all alone, pretending I was in an apocalypse movie all on my own. And it was really exciting. And I don't cycle. I mean, I can bicycle, but I don't do it in London because I'm not crazy. And I know that I would be gone immediately. But it was actually very thrilling to do it with nobody else there. But I had to wait. Constantly wait for to spot another cyclist so I could get behind them to like see which part of the road I was allowed to be on. And then they were so fast that they'd be gone, so just wait for another cyclist because I was so afraid of the traffic. And then I was completely upright like a Victorian school mom, and I kept going, whoa! And like weaving. So if anyone came in 100 meters of me, I would be like, whoa! And then just get the, so from a distance, I was just a woman constantly getting off the bike. But it felt thrilling. It felt like I had like, what a day I've had. It felt like a real adventure. And it was really, really, really exciting bicycling along.
And that's also, you know, June, that's a home workout. I mean, you weren't technically at home, but that's basically like, that's the thing. It doesn't have to be being like, and one. And two, it can be like,
the home workout can be whatever works for you. Like, you know, because we're really shitting on people being like, look how many people there are in the park, or like, look how many people there are running. And you're like, yeah, but they've closed the gyms, they've closed the swimming pools, that you can't do five-a-side football, you can't go to your capoeira class, you can't do any of the things that were available to you that didn't feel like exercise. They felt like a fun physical thing. You can't go to the climbing wall or whatever, you know, fun shit you used to do. So there's we're limited now. And so we've got to make these home workouts the funnest possible thing, which is where we come in.
Also, I thought, wouldn't it be great if I get loads of you guys who listen to tweet us all different home workouts that you've been doing, and then we can share them rather than list loads of things. Which actually would be quite poor listening, I would say, just to list a load of handles. I'm going to put them in the show notes. So, or rather, our lovely producer Naomi is going to put them in the show notes. So if you're listening to this and you want some inspiration about, like, I don't know, some good Instagram live things, all different types of things, I'll put them in, and then you can just shop around. Which, if I may, is my first tip, which is that don't watch one or try one, and I think I've already sort of said it really, and go, not for me. You've got to shop around. I think I before I found my fave, I did like four. You know, like how I told you, if I don't like a book, I'll just put it down. I won't be like, I have to finish reading it, otherwise I've failed. Same with this. Same, like, have a go. And then if I'm, for any reason, I'm like, I don't really want to do that again. Or like, I don't know, like I just didn't vibe with it. Then I just gone, and that's the end, and then try another one. And I think that's what you should try and do. So definitely don't think, oh, exercise isn't for me.
If you were shopping for like a pan. You wouldn't look at the first pan and be like, pans aren't for me, actually. You know, you'd be like, okay, I hate that, but let me see. Then you'd like learn about pans.
I love how you've chosen pans, because I would say all pans look the same, but like, I totally get it.
No, Stevie, so many different types of pans. Le Creusier, do you want a griddle? Do you need a copper bottom? Like, what are you cooking in it? Like, there's so many different types of pans.
Oh my God, I just bought pans and was like, pans are for me. So that I've done the opposite. I need to get out there.
You smashed it. You just went straight in for pans are for you. But if you're like, oh, okay, maybe there are different types of pan. What do I need to use the pan for? Like, once the snowball starts rolling, you will be like, oh, okay. I start to get it. I understand the words a bit more. Like, I understand things, because it is so easy to like to Google, you know, 10 minute exercise and then like think that you hate the person. Then be like, ah, forget it. But we just got to commit to that same level of online shopping, online browsing, you know, research that you would for anything else, and be like, okay, I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to keep in here.
Yeah, because it's also very, very demoralizing. And the thing that I think, one of the reasons that I don't like yoga is that I've done maybe 3 classes and probably like had a go on my own a bit guided. But I just can't do it. Like, I can't do any element of it. So I very much like will continue and do the full thing, but I don't enjoy any of it, because I just feel consistently like I'm failing all the time. And that doesn't, I don't feel motivated by that. Whereas some people do feel motivated by that. Like, oh, I can't wait to be able to do that. Cause I can't even touch my toes now. And I've actually never been able to, even when I was like a kid, I couldn't touch my toes. So that is not like a great start. So what I found is that like, that is an element as well. Like if you try something and you literally just can't do any of it, there will be other things that you can do like a bit of, but not all of. And then that leaves room. So that then you've got the whole gamut of like, oh, I feel quite pumped up by the fact that I can do those ones, but also motivated by the fact that I can't do that one, rather than just consistently like, I'm terrible.
Well, you have very long legs and a short body, and so touching your toes will always be tricky for you.
Actually, my body is quite long, so that's not the reason. It's actually just I've got very tight legs.
Of course, I remember your enormous long body.
Long legs and a short body, but you can't grab
it. Because somebody said that to me in a class when I couldn't do something, and I felt immediately so much better. So I just wanted to pass on that good feeling to you. Yeah. I was trying to do a stretch, and everyone else could do it in the class, and I couldn't. And then the instructor very quietly to me was like, "It is tricky when you have long legs and a short body." Sorry. He was like, "You've got little arms like a T-Rex and long legs." No, he didn't. But he was like,
"And you're ugly."
It did make me feel much, much better.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My favorite ones are like HIIT classes, so they're short, because I don't like the thought of doing exercise for a long time. Mm-hmm. Short and like rounds. So the ones that I do at the moment are like 10 rounds of the same exercise with the same breaks in, but there's like four different exercises in each round. So by the time you've got to round five, you're like, and you're like, I can never get to round five. You're like, I've got halfway, bitch. Like I've only got five. And then by the time, and then you got three to go. And then so the amount that I can do, I always like surprise myself. My one dream, Tessa, is that I do a press up. I've now managed to be able to do a press up on my knees, which I've never been able to do. I've got absolutely no shoulder strength whatsoever. And I can do a bit of one on my knees, very happy. But it's all things like that, like planks and jumping around.
Well, the thing with a plank, and this is why I like feel very cross with the entire workout community as an entire group, is that I spent my whole life thinking a plank was one thing. Mm. And then like finally somebody was like, it's not that. Not that I'm like I was doing a thing that looked like an impression of a plank, but my back was completely
up in the air. Yes.
And my shoulders were all in. And I was like, how in the Jesus Lord are you people holding this shit? And when they're like, okay, hold that for 45 seconds. I'm like, if I do even one more second, I'll die here. Like, this is not just like, and everyone's like, and I'm like, it's not a case of like breathing through this. Like there's no muscle here to hold me up. And then it turns out that actually I was using all of the wrong muscles. I wasn't putting my hands in the right place. And my back was in the wrong thing. Like I was doing it completely wrong. And no one ever teaches you how to do something correctly. And then it transitions to being like, oh, okay, this is like just a deep breathing, like, oh, okay, this is a strength holding thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to being completely unachievable. And it's so easy for people to try the thing, do the impression, be like, oh, that's completely unachievable. And then be like, oh, that's not for me. And I'll never try it ever again in my life. Rather than being like, oh, it's supposed to be taught like this. Like, so I think we've missed out this big step in like how something should be done.
Also, I think a lot of
how to do stuff. Yeah.
I think that's like another good tip. Like if you haven't already been to classes where someone has gone, that press up should not look like that. Then don't just do a thing where, you know, like, cause there's a lot of people who are posting just, which are very helpful, I'm sure, for lots of people, just like seven images or like GIFs of them doing an exercise, and then they're like, do this for 10 rounds or do this for 12 times or whatever. That's great if you know how to do those exercises, but if you don't, there's no point in doing that, because you are just going to just be a woman moving around wrong for a bit. But it's difficult because which is my other tip, is that I don't have any space. So I'm like, and that's one thing that I've been like, well, I can never do a home workout because I've got no space. But actually, turns out you can do it wedged behind your sofa, in between your sofa and your fridge. I've had to like retrain my brain to be like, look, I don't have the right things. When I jump up and down, all of the dishes on the draining board rattle.
And the chia seeds fly out of the cupboard.
It's not perfect. And the first few times I really hated it, because I was like, oh, I feel really like, because the floor's very hard and I hadn't bought an exercise mat yet. And I felt really like, it doesn't feel nice doing it at home. But actually, as you get used to it, like, it's absolutely fine. You just have to try not to be annoyed that your dishes are rattling.
And I would, on your yoga mat thing, I would say, even though obviously it's very stressful being like, oh, I have to buy all the stuff. But like, I would say, don't buy any weights, just like lift a bottle of wine. Like, who cares? Lift a pan. Just lift, there's something heavy in your house, just lift that up and down. No, obviously buy the weights if you want to, but I would say, do get a proper mat if you don't have one, because you'll be like, oh, who cares, I'll put a towel down, oh, I'll just do it on the floor.
So bad.
It will make such a difference actually having the stuff, you know. It's like, it will suddenly be like, oh, okay, this is the real deal, because you're just sort of putting obstacles in your way. And then also, if you're trying to run but you've only got like some Converse, like get some trainers, you know, like
it feels like very much a personal journey for you. I have a feeling that you will have run in Converse at some point. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that felt very personal, didn't it? As it came out. And like, equally, if you're trying to do it in like an old, I don't know, your PE kit and a bra, like get a sports bra. Like that's going to make so much difference, you know. Mm. And you'll think, oh, who cares? What's the difference? Blah blah blah. Again, that's me. But get the stuff.
So I would say, look, if you can afford an ethically sourced or like a Sweaty Betty or something like that, that's what I've got, and they're really really good. But I will say that I've only got it because I used to work for a woman's magazine and I got them free when I reviewed sports bras. I would not buy that shit. It's so good, but so expensive. If you can't afford that and you're like, oh, but there's no ethically sourced hemp sports bras. Look, sometimes it's not your fault that the world is set up like that.
Sometimes capitalism is not your fault and you just need a sports bra.
You're working hard, you're doing it, you're recycling. Just pop on it. I'm not saying H&M don't do good sports bras. That's all I'm saying. No, I got a changing mat. I got a mat and it was like, I think £7 off. Again, Amazon. I'm sorry. So it was like £7. And I was like, smashed it. Within, I'd say, a week, the mat was fully disintegrating, like it was powder. Well, yeah. And so then that was in. So what I would say is they're not very expensive, but if you try and get a mat, it's like a rubber mat from a named sports brand, because they are a brand, you can be sort of sure that it won't disintegrate within a week. So I've got one now that's Adidas one, and I've had it for about a month and it's great.
Sometimes you do have to be like, okay, I'm going to use this every day. When me and Stevie did our very first Edinburgh show, we had these leggings from Lululemon, and we're like, we cannot justify these leggings. They're so expensive. And we wanted to look like...
They're like £70, weren't they?
Yeah, they were an absolute fortune. And we didn't have that kind of money to buy three identical leggings. And we wanted to look like we were in the Hunger Games, and these leggings were perfect and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, those Lululemon leggings, which we bought in 2015 or 2014, they have done 3 Edinburgh shows with me. They've run 2.5 marathons. I have taken them everywhere. They do everything. They're in the same shape they were when we bought them all that time ago. And so it does get to a point with sportswear where you have to be like, the good stuff will survive and will serve you in such good stead. And it will feel like a big expense now and will make you feel sick. And you'll have to launder, you know, like laundered money through the account to be like, how can we justify this? But honestly, they're one of the greatest purchases we ever made.
That is true. And I also do fully agree with that, with the sports bra thing as well, because sports bras lose their shape really quickly. Yeah. And I think if you've got if you're lucky enough, and you can feel the edge in my voice, to have little tiny perky little boobs, oh, good for you. Then you can probably be like, well, I'll just buy a sports bra. It doesn't have to matter. Whereas if you've got anything like C+, we're talking, then I think it is obviously better to invest in the old whammos, because they will start, you won't feel it, but when the elasticity goes, you will only notice when it's too late, because you will get used to the fact that it's gone. Do you know what I mean? So then your boobs will be like, it's only when basically your boob shoots out when you're doing a starfish crunch that you'll be like, I need to buy another one. But it is hard, isn't it? Because I do remember when it was in like my mid, well, to be honest, my entire 20s, and the amount of people that would say, look, you've just got to invest in that now. And then it will, and I'm like, cool. I could do that with everything. There's so many things
you have
to invest in. Invest in a mattress. Invest in a foundation.
Invest in these things. And you're like, fuck you. I can't invest in anything. But yeah, anyway, we've waxed lyrical about investing in stuff.
In your boobs.
You will be aware of the difference. You know?
I've got another fun tip. Don't work out. Don't do your home workout at a time you think you should do it. So for example, of course you should awake, arise at around sort of, well, look, let's be honest, before work, which I'm sure you'll all be doing at the exact times you're supposed to be doing it. So you arise at 7 and you don't have a commute. So what excuse do you have to not immediately move to your sports room that you have and just do a workout pre-breakfast, right? You don't have to do that. So I do it mine at 6 p.m. because I've realized over the years that there's just no way I'm doing it in the day. I'm just not. Basically, you'll be one or the other. Or look, if you're lucky enough,
either
do it on a lunch break, do it at 1, do it whenever. But what I'm saying is don't think you have to do a certain thing. But the one thing you should definitely do is always know what meal you're going to have after your workout. So the amount of times that I've been like, 6 p.m., right, well, and I'll sort out dinner afterwards. Gone into the thing, and then afterwards you're so knackered and you're like, and now I've got to decide what to eat. I don't know what to eat. And I've eaten like, I don't know, half a loaf of bread and been like, I suppose that's good. So I think have something to look forward to. Already, like, pop something in the oven, not if you, because the oven is also behind where my sofa is. So I had to do a workout the other day and we decided to have a roast dinner, and there was roast potatoes, and I was absolutely dripping in sweat.
You've made your own Bikram studio.
Oh my God, I did Bikram. I didn't even realize that. Oh my God. So that's actually a tip. Pop some roast potatoes in the oven, do a workout in front of it. Bikram.
Lean into whatever you personally like to do. And so I've been running at sunset. I think it's very nice. But also the whole way around, I think about having some sensations, Thai sweet chili crisps, some tzatziki, and a glass of rose.
Ideal.
I think about it the whole journey round, and then I come home and have that. I think a thing that has really changed for me in lockdown is that I never had the time really to exercise. I don't know, everybody is the same. Everyone's like, I've got the time for this. And everyone has got the time. You just be like, I've got other things I'd rather do.
Is what you mean
when you say I haven't got the time. And now that we have nothing but time, it's actually been a real pleasure to go running and to be allowed out, you know. And equally, I've started, I know people talk a lot about yoga with Adrienne, and she is fantastic. I do start really at the beginner classes. I have tried to do them in the past, and I always would get bored in the middle, or I'd have my phone with me and I'd like do something else, or I'd like be doing the, you know, child's pose and I'd check my emails, whatever. And so it is nice to feel that you have the time, because you've got nothing else, to fully commit to the class and like to really, it is a weird shift. And I don't know if this is for everyone, because, you know, who's to say what your current situation is, but mine is that everything's gone. And so therefore I have the time in the day to really like listen to a yoga class and like actually take part in it, rather than thinking about 18 other things and then giving up in the middle. So yeah, if you're going to try yoga, and again, like Stevie's saying, maybe if you've never been to a yoga class, whatever, some of her total beginner stuff is good. But again, like if you aren't au fait with how it works, or like how your muscles are supposed to feel, or like what that move is supposed to feel like, then it can be quite tricky to be like, sorry, like what are you doing there? How have you made your leg? How's your leg gone through there?
Also, if you're not used to, I'm very, very bad at my left and right. One of the many reasons why I don't drive. And so when they go like, pop your left hand down and your right hand up, like that takes me like, by the time I've gone, left and right, left hand, right, up, right, got it.
Yeah.
Then she's on to the next thing. And so I then feel, not only feel physically inferior, I feel stupid, Tessa.
That's not uncommon. It is really, that is a really familiar feeling to come away and being like, I'm stupid. Like I couldn't get it. I'm not strong. I didn't understand. And that is not much like that's not on you. Like that is not a failing on your part. That is a failing on like how we try and communicate physical things to each other. Like we are not good at it. It's like how so many people come away thinking they're not good at math. You're not good at math. Of the seven different ways there are to teach children, the one way that your school chose was not one of the other six that works for you.
Yeah.
So it's not to do with you. It's to do with how a thing was communicated to you.
I could be a mathematical genius and a yogi, but
I truly believe you're both.
Thank you.
You just weren't given the opportunity to learn.
No, I wasn't. And also I wanted to say as well, like with the things like classes and things like that, I didn't just go, I'm going to do it every day now for 6 weeks. I did like a couple and then 1 week. And then I did like, oh, I'll try every other day. And then I was like, on the days where I wasn't doing it, I was like, I'm quite bored. So I was like, oh, I'll just do it every day then. So it's like, I built up very like kind of slowly. So there's no point in going to, because if you go too much, then you're more likely to be like, oh, I can't do it. Or it hurts. Or, I'm rubbish at this. Whereas if you do it, just do the things that you can manage. And because if you're doing literally anything, like if you're doing 5 minutes of something, then you're winning.
You smashed it.
Yeah.
And instead of being like, it was only 5 minutes, it was 5 minutes.
Five whole minutes.
Are you kidding? That's 5 minutes more than zero. You know, like you did so well. Two more little things. One is about running. If you do want to get into running, really recommend, obviously listen to our guided run that's coming up on Thursday, but also the Nike running app. I really recommend. It's completely free. You can do from 1 kilometer run, guided runs. And the difference of having somebody there with you in your ears makes such a difference, instead of just putting on Beyonce at top volume and attempting to like sprint around the field. Actually having somebody like with you makes the biggest difference. And so the more that you can, whatever exercise you're doing, the more that you can find somebody to be with you in your ear will make such a difference. And then my last thing is just that I get so many messages about learning to do the splits. And I have tried to do a splits video because people have asked me so many times. It's an inherently, you know, sort of sexy thing, you know?
Is it?
I don't know.
It's crotch-based, I suppose.
It's crotch-based. And I would sort of set up the camera and then I would go and like sit at a distance and then show the camera my crotch. So I've lost morale a few times, but I'll get somebody else behind the camera and I'll really commit to it. And I will make this video for you all. In the meantime, if you would like to learn to do the splits or to get more flexible in lockdown, if you just type into Google 10 exercises for doing the splits, you will be met with an absolute reams and reams and reams of things. That there is, and I know this from extensive research, there isn't any good ones out there. They are all generally actual gymnasts who are like, and then just slide down to the floor. You know, it's all, I don't know, it's all very tedious. So pick any at random. The 10 exercises are the same exercises. There is no good person, there is no splits with Adrienne. Like, there is no person with an Instagram account
this
that I recommend.
Your niche. You have to do this.
I will try. I'll try my damnedest, Stevie. Now I've got your support.
Pop it on Instagram Live, pop it on YouTube, pop it on Twitter.
Oh, pop it out there. Get it out there.
So if you're listening and that hopefully that helps. Like, basically it's just find something that you really connect with and want to do again, rather than just force yourself into something you think you should do. Do it at the time that suits you. And of course, if you're listening, you're like, I have like children and a job. We are very, very sorry, because neither of us have children or a job. So we are not bringing the full gamut of human experience during this lockdown at all. I do apologize.
It is that unfortunate thing of, like, people have been telling us that 30 minutes of exercise every day will boost your serotonin and make you feel better. And then you're like, yeah, 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 blah, blah, blah. And then you do, and you're like, oh, bugger, bugger.
I hate that.
Oh, that's infuriating. And also, if you are trying to learn something, I believe that the crossover point is 10 days. That is how long it takes from you being like, this is 10 days of being like, this is, I'm doing absolutely nothing. I still can't get it. And on the 11th day is like, oh, suddenly running doesn't feel like such agony. Suddenly I feel a bit more flexible. Suddenly I can do the burpee. You know, once you've felt that the first time, you will stick with it. You'll be able to stay in the game. So hang in there till day 11.
Yeah, until you see that little bit, and always be looking out for a little bit of improvement. You're like, oh, before I couldn't do one of those, now I can do three.
Exactly. Not to bang on about my favorite Nike running app with Coach Bennett, but it gives you these little, it says like new achievement. It says like, you've run this many, this is your fastest 1 kilometer. You've run 3 times this week. And it's the sort of stuff that you would never have remembered. Like, I wouldn't have known I'd run 3 times that week or managed to do however many kilometers this month. I'd just been like, I don't know, couldn't
100.
Tell you. 100, you know, at a guess. prop smashed out 100, mate. No, I wouldn't even have, but someone telling you like, this is how much you've done, because we never ever remind ourselves of what we've done. We only think like, oh, I haven't, what other stuff you haven't done yet. But someone being like, hello, champ, have you seen what you've done? You're like, thank you, actually.
Yeah.
Move the pans, move the sofa. Put your trousers on properly.
Make yourself a nice meal. And yeah, and have a look in the show notes, and we will put a load of ideas for you. Maybe just make it your new thing for today that you're going to have a go, and then you never do it again. That's fine.
It's for you, just to try and feel a little bit nicer and a little bit in control of something, you know?
Very much so. Don't forget to have a listen to our guided run that we're going to be recording for you, and it's going to be out on Thursday. Have a lovely week, and like, try and stretch that time out.
Yes, do new things.
Do.
Perceive time in a new way.
Do please subscribe and tweet us if you have any episode ideas that you think would work for the future, at Nobody Panic Pod. And you can also tweet or Instagram me. I'm at Stevie M. The S is a 5.
I'm at Tessa Coates, at Wheat Pray Love on Instagram.
We're on email as well, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.